All right, let's take some. Well, we got some fan questions that Johnny got off of our Patreon.
We're going to start doing this more and more, where we take your questions.
This was a big part. We did this survey on Patreon, and a big part of it was they wanted more interaction
with the fans, and I love that. I think that's a great idea.
Well, tell you that I've been getting calls, and it's funny. I'll answer the calls every once in a while.
Why didn't you got to disable those things, dude?
It makes me laugh.
You answer him? What? Tell me.
That's the only call Sam answers is the fan hotline.
I
call the guy 9 times a week, never calls me back. Fan hotline, hello. You're on the air with Sam Tripoli. Am I on the air? I'm taking a shit, but I'll take your questions right now.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to. So I haven't actually screened these questions.
Okay. Read all of them. And by the way, you guys really let us know we should never take calls in the last episode. Gareth is in next week.
Oh, that's going to be great. I love Gareth.
I have to shoot something.
You mean Gary?
For all things Gary.
Gary, yeah.
So there's
course.
A chance I might not be in.
That's fine.
I'll be shooting some for all things comedy. Go on with the question.
That's too bad.
God.
Okay, this is the
Chunky
first, this first one is from Alan Shunk. That's our T-shirt guy, right?
First question is from Chunky Wad. Oh, you at my dinner table? That's a question. Yes, I'm at your dinner table. Next question. Oh, okay, I see. You at Chunky Wad's dinner table.
That also sounded like a question. Okay, this is from Alan Shunk. Why does Ari look like an angry lesbian with a lisp when he's trying to act? I don't know what that means. Does that mean anything to you guys?
He's saying that Ari is not a good actor. I don't know how we're supposed to answer this. Ari would have to be here to answer this.
Ari's been in a couple movies. And so there, I guess he's saying that Ari looks like a complete dipshit when he acts. Hey, maybe, but maybe he's playing a dipshit.
Maybe he's an asshole.
Maybe he's playing an asshole and then he's nailing it.
Okay. Yeah.
This next one is from Carlos Q, and it's a two-parter.
Good.
What's ever made you guys really mad and wanted to actually fight? And I think he meant, like, each other. So what is the maddest you guys have been with each other?
Tebow? I don't know if we've ever been wanting to fight, but we definitely get mad at each other.
Keep this maybe on the show, because you guys have had some blow-ups on the show. What was maybe the closest
one
to
being?
I know mine.
Okay.
But between us was when... it's funny that I can't think of his name. But anyways, we had a caller call in. Who's the MMA guy?
Jeff Sherwood?
Sherwood, and you couldn't remember his name.
This is the best.
But you kept saying his, like, you were talking the entire time. Coming to the show, bro, this guy's great. I'm loving everything he's ever done. While you're trying to think of his name, but I didn't know that at the time. I just figured it was a typical Sam Tripoli long intro.
It was so funny.
So I'm just sitting there twiddling my thumbs. And then Ari starts riding Sam, pushing his buttons. But Ari's on Skype. He's not even there. Say his name. Just say his goddamn name. Fucking what's taking so long? And I'm just sitting there twiddling my thumbs. And then Sam hangs up on Sherwood and then goes, fuck you, Tebow. You knew I didn't know his name. I'm like, no, I didn't. I thought you knew his name. I had no clue. Like, you could, like, write me a note, like, what's his name or something like that.
Didn't you walk out, Sam?
Yeah, I did.
I left on that
one. Oh, no, you did.
I left, and I thought I was going to never do the show again. I was calling people.
Yeah, there's been a couple of those.
Should I do the show again?
Ari pushes your buttons way more than he pushes my buttons.
When did you walk out on me that one time?
I thought that's when I walked out.
No, you didn't. I walked out on that.
Yeah, that was another one. That was the nanny was in studio with you. I
walked out.
She went to get you down the street, right, Tebow? Like, you were walking out.
Yeah. I was just out.
Yeah.
I was out.
Ari's one time I was like, okay.
Was that Fart Funnel? Were that you guys like negotiating the Fart
Funnel?
No, Fart Funnel, was that it?
No, but there was something you guys were arguing about. Like, he was saying he wouldn't do the bet or he wasn't paying off the bet. And
I don't remember. I have to look. Fans will know. Fans will tweet us for that.
But there was one time, I think the why would I lie moment was the first time I wanted to
kill Ari.
Shit out of Ari. And I literally thought, like, man, I'm going to fight this guy right now.
I watched that video.
I'm going to have to fight. Really what?
I watched that video the other day. It's really good. It's really fun.
I really thought. I'm
was
like,
that a Toad Hop?
Yeah.
I think it was Toad Hop. Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Because for a while we were at the Joint Studios. A lot of people forget that's like the lost season of Punch Drunk because it was like a year.
What we fight the one I really wanted to fight, we were at the Joint Studio and I was like, I'm going to beat the fuck out of this guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to beat the fuck out of him.
Oh, I know what it was.
What?
Remember, didn't Sam tell you that you don't do anything for the show?
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what the moment was.
That's what it was.
And that's when I bounced.
Yep, that was it. I remember now.
Wait, what's a two-parter? It's a two-parter.
Yeah, the second part is, does Sam smell like beef jerky?
Do I smell?
He does not smell like beef jerky.
I actually get told I smell very nice by ladies.
Yeah, I hear that too.
and I wash my, I shampoo my asshole.
We have a couple of questions about how you smell. Like, what? Of course you shampoo. Who doesn't wash their asshole?
No, I shampoo it. I get like fucking shampoo.
I don't think that's better than soap. I mean,
I mace my asshole.
What?
I mace my asshole.
You mace it? Yeah, I get it. I respect that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Why do you think that? Is it because you're very hairy? Is that what
you
mean?
Yeah, so that's
you,
what I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I imagine Sam's asshole hair looks like Stevie Wonder's braids.
By the way, he's got to give up. If he could see, he wouldn't still be doing that.
If he could see, he would have a whole different hairstyle. Yeah. He would just Michael Jordan it up.
Absolutely. What happened to your relationship with Antonar Winston? That's
he'll be back. He'll be back. Now that we're getting calls, he'll be back.
Okay. Now that I've solved the calling problem, they'll all be back.
Okay. This one's from Justin. He says, it's time to play Would You Rather.
Okay.
Ari's answered this question before, so he wants to know what the rest of you guys would think.
Sounds great.
Would you rather be retarded? Would you rather get jerked off by your grandfather on a Ferris wheel?
Okay, what's the bad? Is there any bad ones?
Hold on. Oh, but you get a funnel cake at the end. So I guess it's just two. Would you rather be retarded, or would you rather get jerked off by your grandfather on a Ferris wheel, but you get funnel cake after?
I was going to say retarded till I heard about that funnel cake situation. I'm in on the granddad beat me off.
I wouldn't mind my granddad beat me off. It's worse. There's worse things to happen. Mm-hmm. And being retarded isn't that bad either. So there's no really bad one. You get cake everywhere. You get funnel cake being retarded, too.
That is
right?
True.
You probably got a horse cock. You know,
these
special needs people have horse cocks, and then you know, you're super strong. You can just lift shit.
Yep.
So I mean, like, it's a real hard choice, but I think I'm gonna go with jerked off by my grandpa.
Can I?
And you can keep the funnel kick.
Can I combine them? And can I get beat off by a retarded grandfather?
I'll have to ask Justin.
Hey, buddy, how's my little friend?
Okay, the next one is. Again from Justin, another Justin.
You're making Justin love to my wrist.
Somebody's just under the Ferris wheel, gets like a big load on their head. Okay, Justin.
You promised me a funnel cake after you sprayed out on my arm. Here's the thing. You jerk off, you shoot it, you come back around so quick, you hit in the face.
Keep those questions coming. We'll do this maybe once a month. We'll take all your questions
and
let them add up.
Once a month.
Maybe if we, and at some point, maybe open it up to the fan group on Facebook.
I'd like to live stream this shit.
We can now.
We should.
I just don't know if we can do it to Patreon. That would be a problem.
I'll figure it out.
I think maybe we can live stream it to YouTube and just make it an unlisted video and then share that unlisted link to Patreon, and that should work. So we'll try that next time. This is going to be on video, though. We got it recording here. So.
Dude, I just put up a video on my YouTube of Eddie Bravo debating two scientists about flat Earth. I put it up 2 days ago. It has 50,000 views already. 50,000.
Where was he doing that? Where was it?
At Tinfoil Hat Comedy Night in La Jolla. It was so great. Dude.
Where were the scientists? Did you invite the scientists?
No, they just showed up. They're like, I'm a scientist. This is why I'm a scientist. Says, Eddie Bravo, you're crazy. And then they go at it. And then another guy popped up. I'm a scientist, too. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Oh, it was great. And then the comments are all like, Eddie Bravo's a fucking retard.
He really is wrong about that. I mean,
come on.
Come on. Yeah.
Come on.
Do you think that's a shit?
It's shit like that that makes all the other conspiracy
right,
theorists
that's why
look
you're
like shit.
A retard, and I love you to death, but that it's done on purpose, clump everything together. Now, this guy was on a panel with Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he was talking about.
That's not his name.
Neil deGrasse.
No, it's not. It's
what
DeGrasse,
is it?
DeGrasse.
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 Neil
is
deGrasse
a TV show.
Tyson. Okay?
DeGrasse High is a TV show. That's what
Neil
you're thinking.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And he was talking about that. They've broken down molecularly so far down that they're actually seeing binary code.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. But that's unrelated to flat Earth.
Well, that's simulation theory.
Yeah, simulation theory. Yeah, but that's not flat Earth.
Which is what flat Earth would be, is that we're on a fucking infinite plane.
No, we are not on a...
Guys.
Raise your voice.
Guys, try. Hey.
If you want to hear more stuff like this, go to the Patreon, you guys.
Go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports and support the show.
And forward slash
anyway. What's the
it's
difference?
It's not a backslash, by the way. It's a forward slash.
It's forward a forward slash. Yeah. Go there.
The difference is the right one and the
just,
wrong one.
You know the slash.
But guys, support the podcast. You
support
can listen
it.
To stuff like this. It's a lot. We had a good episode today. We always have bonus stuff with great guests like Joe Rogan and Bert
Why
Kreischer.
Is Cumtown getting so many people?
Fuck Cumtown.
Fuck Cumtown. Support Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win.